Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is James Vandenberg, CEO of Trufin, TRU is ticker. James, thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, now you've announced, one of your subsidiaries called Playstack, gaming side, gaming platform, publisher, announced the acquisition of Magic Fuel Games, and you've announced a platform contract as well, and we'll discuss that as much as we can. Before we do that, James, for people not familiar, like I said, this is one subsidiary, just give us a brief summary as to the four parts of the business, if you could.
Yeah. So thanks, Justin. So yeah, we are, we're a holding company. We provide software and niche lending solutions to thousands of businesses across the UK. And as you mentioned, we do that via our four companies, Oxygen, Satago, Virtus. And we also have a very significant interest in a mobile and console gaming company called Playstack, which we're going to discuss later today.
Yeah. Well, let's do that. So Magic Fuel Games. I'm not a hardline gamer. I've not heard of these guys. So why? Take us through the details of this. What do they do? And why have Playstack decided to acquire them?
So you should become a hard gamer, Justin. So Magic Fuel has got some fantastic IP. It's a group of exceptional individuals. Many of whom Harvey, who's the CEO of Playstack, Harvey worked with whilst he was at EA about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So this acquisition does quite a number of things. One, it brings together a fantastic team of incredible caliber individuals. And Kevin, who's the CEO of Magic Fuel, is going to become the COO of Playstack. It has fantastic IP. It's had rough, we can't disclose the exact figures, but it's had roughly $15 million invested in the business historically. And we are acquiring the business for $3 million today. What we've done, which is, I think enormously additive, is that the London team, so Playstack, signed a technology deal again, we can't disclose the name, but a very, very significant gaming platform, technology platform. So the London team signed that transaction. And concurrently, we then signed the SPA to acquire Magic Fuel. So through the talent and capabilities of the London team, and now by bringing on Magic Fuel and bringing on their IP, we can now fulfil the requirements for the technology platform. So it's a really clever. I think I would say this, but it's a really clever transaction which brings an awful lot of parts into Playstack. And as we announced, it's a very significant transaction for Playstack. So we're really pleased with it. It's been complex to conclude and transact, but we're really pleased.
Yeah, well, you say they signed a significant contract, and I'm not a hardcore gamer, but the global technology platform, what I have heard of those,
My mother would have heard of them. I've used that phrase before with Lloyds. My mother would have heard of them.
Yeah. Okay, so it's with a global technology platform. I assume we'll learn more about that in time. But you say,
I've got to be clear, this has not been derogatory of my mother. It's not like she lives in a cave, but you know, I think everyone, most people on the planet would have heard of them.
Yeah. So she played games as much as me. So, but so Magic Fuel will be instrumental in delivering. When will this revenue be recognised then, James, from this deal?
So we say it's going to be earnings neutral this year, earnings accretive next year, and it will. And although Liberum don't have numbers out, Liberum are our brokers. They don't have numbers out for beyond 2023 yet. But if they were to have numbers out for 2024 and 2025, that's where you would see significant enhancements in revenue and profitability on the PlayStack side as a result of this transaction.
Yeah, well, I've watched a couple of interviews with, microcap institutional fund managers on the Vox platform here, and quite a few of them hold positions in Truefin. And they mentioned quite a lot the potential of PlayStack and Satago, but they mentioned PlayStack a lot. And I obviously gaming is huge, but it's hard to see. So PlayStack, what is the potential there? I mean, because it's obviously a publishing platform, helps people writing games, like to, develop them, publish them, and all that. So what do you think is the potential in PlayStack then, James, going forward?
Well, I think it's a very good point that the space itself, the sector, PlayStack operates in, is incredibly interesting. It's vast. It's growing. So it's got all the tailwinds you could possibly want behind it. It's also got incredible caliber of individuals. And with this addition of Magic Fuel, some exceptional individuals within it, capable of pulling off, extraordinary things, and they have done as they have done in their careers historically. And one of the things that I know our shareholders wanted us to look to do was to, which is easier said than done, is to acquire or develop and have 100% owned IP, because obviously that's where the real value is. So publishing third party games can be, like with Team 17, a phenomenal business model. But if you can also own IP you are capable then of exploiting that how you will on your time frames. So this acquisition brings more 100. We have 100% owned IP within PlayStack. This brings more 100% owned IP within PlayStack in a totally self-funded way. So what is the cape? In answer to your question, what is the cape? Where can it go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's meant? It's vast. I mean, it's absolutely vast where PlayStack could go. And we've got all the ingredients in place for this business to be a very significant gaming technology business. We've got another side of the business called Interact, which again has got enormous potential. So we've got all sorts of capabilities within PlayStack, which we're only now beginning to exploit. And I think that goes across the group. There's so much to do. There's so much potential within this group. And we're only really getting started, which is very exciting for us, even though these might be significant businesses, but they've got so much more to go for, because they're all in areas and niches which have got very significant potential.
Yeah, and Magic Fuel, I mean, I'm looking at the website there, but they're one of the games is called Cityscape, isn't it? It's this kind of simulation kind of stuff where you build cities and architectures and communities, is that right?
That's exactly right, and the team that developed it were the team that developed SimCity. You can imagine the caliber and the credibility and the experience they have within that cityscape simulation world is phenomenal. So, that game has got fantastic potential, but as do other games they are developing or have developed as well. So we're really pleased with the acquisition.
Yeah, well, even I had SimCity, all that stuff. I've even heard of that. So yeah, massive. So very exciting. And when do you think we'll hear more about this, James? As yet, of course, it's still ongoing. So will we be learning more about this acquisition as time goes by?
Yes. So we like to be as transparent as we possibly can be, but what we deal with very large entities and our partners, and the confidentiality agreements, etc., we have with in place with them is extremely important. We are a very reliable partner, which is why we've got a very happy relationship with Transact and Lloyds and now this technology platform and others, who are, vastly bigger than Truefin. So we are, but that said, we do understand our shareholders like to know the names of the types of entities we're dealing with. So at some point, we'll make an announcement of who this technology platform is, and we're looking to launch. We're looking to the game, which they've effectively acquired exclusivity for, will be launched in Q1 next year. Either ahead of that, certainly ahead of it, we haven't got an exact time frame of when we'll release the name and give more details on the exact launch date, but we'll give Sheryl as much detail as we possibly can.
Yeah, and quickly, you mentioned Interact there, that's the in-game sort of ad technology. Where is that at the moment in its development?
That's going really well. It's in terms of development, the tech is fantastic. It's being trialed by various different developers. We're working with different ad agencies. It's seen as a really unique offering. It's been built by gamers rather than those who come to that world from the advertising side. Mm-hmm. So the tech we've built is incredibly scalable, very easy to be. Embedded within games, both mobile and future console games. So it's again, we'll be sharing some more details on how that's progressing, but we're very pleased with that at the moment.
Excellent stuff. Okay, if you could then, James, give us the three reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add Truefin to their watch list, please.
So we are fully funded to profitability. Mm-hmm. We've got four phenomenal businesses within the group. I think we're, it's point one. There's an awful lot to go for. I'm sure I'll be speaking to you many more times between now and the end of this year. There's a lot of things happening within the group. Point two is we've only really got started. People, we've got so much to go for across our businesses, which is really, really exciting. And we're going to have a capital markets day later this year because we are very aware that we haven't done as much with investors as maybe we could have done historically. We've had other, say more pressing concerns, mm-hmm. such as dealing with our shareholder structure, etc. So we are going to have a capital markets day later this year, which all your listeners will be invited to, where you'll be given, I'll say, as little as possible, and we'll give the opportunity for investors to be presented to by the CEOs of the four businesses. I think everyone will be incredibly impressed by the caliber of individuals we have within this group. And it's just the start of the journey of really highlighting the value within Truefin to existing shareholders and to new shareholders. So I think the exact date. Well, I'll make sure you and your listeners have access to well ahead of time so they can put it in their diary. You put it in your diaries. But I think that'll be a really great day for shareholders.
Yeah. And just quickly on Liberin there, note out they've got a target price now of 123, and currently we're at, 75 pence, I think. So a decent upside on that. And of course, that'll probably go higher as we learn more about the acquisition and Satago and stuff like that. So, James, thanks for that. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.